Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today is World Blood Donor Day, and we wanted to raise some awareness around this incredibly important act of donating blood. Ken Sani Mahlangu is the Communications Officer at the South African National Blood Service. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So this is an international day, isn't it? So who determines when this day falls?
So this was institutionalized by the World Health Organization. You know, over the years, we realized really that donors were giving blood uncompensated, and this was a day that was formed really to appreciate the efforts of the donors and to give them thanks, but also to share the stories of the recipients with the people who donate blood, who often have no faces to put to this incredible initiative. So this is what the day really is about.
It's actually interesting because I hadn't thought of it that way, is that people donate, they literally donate with their souls, don't they? Because it's not about money. It's actually, and you can't pay for it. We don't pay for donations in this country. So it is really an act of absolute selflessness and an incredible act of giving.
That's correct. You know, they know that donation is good. They get up on their day where they choose for donation and they go through to a donor center. And while it makes them feel good, I think outside of the people who have been personally affected, maybe friends or family members or themselves have received blood, there really isn't something tangible to put to it. So once they actually see who they're helping, I think it gives them more encouragement.
How are we doing at the moment? I know there were times during COVID that we spoke when it was really quite dire, where people were very concerned about going to give blood. There was a drop in donations. How are we doing at the moment?
At the moment, we're really fighting. And once again, it is the donors who really keep us up. At a point about 2 months ago, we really went all the way down to about 2.3 days, which is really dangerous for the country.
I'm sorry, I've asked you this before, but just remind me, what is a comfortable level? How many days?
A comfortable level is 5 days. So okay, when we're at 5 days, we are sure that we can dispense blood and have it ready for any emergency situations where it may be needed. So when we are very low at 2 days, and I think the Western Cape Blood Service even saw a day or so about a couple of weeks ago, and we had to send through blood for them to be able to dispense, you know. So it's always a very critical situation when we do drop below about 2.5 days, you know. So at the moment, we are sitting not comfortably, but we are really able to meet the demand. Yesterday, we were at 4.3 days stock. But we are still calling donors really to please come through, whether you're donating whole blood, you're donating plasma or platelets. It really doesn't matter, as long as we have blood products readily available to treat any illnesses.
And as a matter of interest, if somebody has had a vaccination, if they've had COVID, what is is there a time period that they should wait, not wait, before donating blood?
So the research around COVID is ongoing, and at the moment we are accepting donors whether vaccinated or not, whether you're previously sick or not. So this is anyone who would be wanting to donate really just needs to feel well on the day of donation.
Right.
So even if you've had it a couple of days ago and you're interested in donating, we just want to encourage all donors to make sure that they feel 100% healthy and well before they come through for donation, but we accept all blood.
All right, and please go ahead and do that. It is absolutely vital that we continue to support the South African National Blood Services. Your life and life of your loved ones depend on it. Ken Sani Mahlangu, Communications Officer at the South African National Blood Services, thank you for the incredibly, incredible life-saving work that you do.